Another episode of Get More out of the 904 podcast. CJ, as always, joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and today, for the very first time on the program, Mr. Michael Mack.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Welcome, Michael. Thanks for being here.
So a big weekend ahead. Some of these events, even Mr. Michael is going to. Probably the first one that you're going to
watch. All right. Okay, so happening on Friday, the Cosmic Concert at Mosh.
Great nerdy guys' night out idea.
It totally is. So experience the total sensory entertainment as laser lights, high-def images, and digital sound collide to create a cosmic concert. Tim, I know you're going to be there.
Ooh. 7 p.m. is Jimmy Buffett. 8 p.m. is Laser Country. 9 p.m. is Rush. 10 p.m. is Dark Side of the Moon. Tickets start at $10. Mr. Michael, it seems like a Dark Side of the Moon, seeing it on the lasers. Have you ever done that before?
I haven't.
He's totally done this. And we should be clear that Jimmy Buffett's not actually going to be there. They're just playing some Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay.
Neither is Pink Floyd.
Oh, great. It's still going to be fun, though.
And tickets are only $10. No, it's cool, though. If you've never seen Dark Side of the Moon with the lasers and everything.
No, it sounds
really
awesome.
It sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you did ahead of time, like, it can even be more fun, you know? So a lot of people like to go out there and enjoy themselves.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Okay, and then on Saturday, Counting Crows are live at Daly's Place. Thank goodness for Daly's Place, because we get so much more live music now that they're here. It's awesome.
Oh, Daly's Place is so nice. Rain or shine, you know, it's a lot of fun, even if it's a little bit wet out there.
Just don't sit on the very sides where the sound's terrible. I saw
the very sides the sound is terrible. I only know if you're all the way up at the very top, kind of like the highest seats, the sound audio is not so great.
Okay, well, that's where I was at, and so I'm making an overarching judgment for the rest of the venue.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been kind of towards the sides, but if you're lower down,
right,
you're good.
Right. So yeah, don't sit at like the high 300s. Anyway, all the way off on the edge. But
if you can help it, either way, go, because it's still fun.
And Live's a great band. The last time Counting Crows was here, I saw them with Matchbox 20. They were really good, best known for their songs Round Here, Mr. Jones, Long December. Live, obviously, best known for their songs Lightning Crashes and I Alone. Their Throwing Copper album, which I believe came out in 1994.
That's awesome. I read that as Live at Daly's Place. I thought that's what you meant by that, but it's actually Counting Crows and Live.
And you know who Live is, right?
Just to clarify. Yeah.
I
don't know Live, but I'm looking forward to Counting Crows.
You know the song Lightning Crashes?
Sing it for us, Tim.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know I'm going to email you guys both the music video to this after.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, oh, that's great. Who he was talking about.
I'd rather
about.
You sing it, but...
No.
So tickets start at $27.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Meet and greet, $2,500.
So quite a range.
And like, I like Counting Crows, but I can't imagine paying $2,500 to meet any band.
No.
Well, no, and especially in the business that we work at, we meet them for free in the lobby.
Somebody's going to do it, though.
How much money are these bands making if they're meeting like 10 people a show, every show, $2,500 a person?
I mean, I think they make the most of their money, right? Bands these days by touring, but mm-hmm. think about all the stuff they have to pay for as well.
Yeah.
Keep that show going.
That bus is at least $1,500 a day, and that's just for one bus. So, CJ, quiz. OAR. So they're playing Sunday at Daly's Place. What does OAR stand for?
Why can't I remember? I literally think that I did some extracurricular stuff in high school, and it ruined my memory because we've discussed this 3 times. I can't remember.
Michael.
I don't know what the name stands for. I know I kind of had a phase where I was way into them, though.
Yeah, Of a Revolution.
Of a Ooh. Revolution. Yes. You told me 8 times. They're just like Paradise Tour, though, going to be at Daly's on Sunday. That'll be fun.
So, Michael, you used to be really into OAR. Have you heard their new album?
No, I'm looking forward to it. Says they took a different direction there.
Yeah, it's
What's
super
that
like dub reggae. I was listening to it earlier before we did the podcast. I'm like, man, these guys sound like Revolution now or something.
Oh,
weird.
Cool.
That's kind of fun, especially on a Sunday.
Yeah, no, it's super fun.
So, yeah, that's going down. Tickets $30 to $50.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Daly's Place, too, so we can just stay here in Jacksonville, huh?
Right, the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah,
Daly's Place is super convenient. That's like... not a expensive Uber drive.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. Depending on, I live in St. Augustine, so.
you're not even in Jacksonville. I know we talk about St. Augustine a little bit, but yeah, I mean, you're in a different city, so everything's going to be more expensive for you.
I was thinking the St. Augustine amphitheater is a little bit harder to get to.
Oh,
so.
No, well, it's great for me.
I actually, the St. Augustine amphitheater is my favorite, so it's I'd rather be over there.
They also have paper straws.
They are so on top of it.
Yep. And they also have the water in a paper container.
That I don't like.
It doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, I mean, we should recycle, but like drinking out of that paper, and I don't think that's good for you either. I read something bad about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just a mental block, but maybe there's something to it.
Well, it starts shredding, and then you're like drinking the box.
Okay, so coming up, though, this week, too, WWE at Veterans Memorial Arena. That is on August 6th, and then something that you have tickets to Tuesday.
Yeah, I already got my tickets to 311 and The Offspring here again at Daly's Place. That's going to be next Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Next Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a weeknight concert, so I'm going to be staying up late before work.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a good thing you aren't doing AM drive.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to see The Offspring play?
I like their, like, later, like, more rock kind of stuff, like Hammerhead from Rise and Fall, Raise and Grace, right? Some of their...
I'm just looking at him so lost.
Some of their punk stuff, you know?
I
saw him at Rockville a couple years ago and kind of missed out because it was like the end of the night and I had a few beers in me, maybe.
Don't you hate that? You're like so excited about someone, you overdo it, and then you're like, I can't even remember.
Yeah. So I was like, I got to go see him again. These guys are some of my favorites. So looking
so
forward
awesome.
To a lot of stuff. And 311 is really great, too, and a lot of fun. I'm going to bring some beach volleyballs to air up. And
are you?
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of fun at this one.
Yeah, and if you want to go to that show, apparently you can get tickets through our sister station, X106.5. So I would download their app. They give away tickets on there all the time and then obviously be tuned in.
Yep, every day at noon, I believe, until the show. Paw Patrol live at Moran Theater, August 11th.
If you've got kids, that is like the highlight of your year.
CJ, a show that's up your alley.
Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, I've actually got tickets. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I have tickets all this week and I believe all next week at 4 o'clock. If you want to go to Wiz Khalifa, he's got Ray Shurmur with him. It's the Days and Blaze tour, OT Genesis, Little Skies. It's going to be a lot of fun. Probably going to be some smells in the air.
You know what's worth pointing out is that on this sheet that I put together for the podcast,
yeah,
it has all this information on it, right? But none of the information that CJ just said was on it.
Because this one's up my alley. Right. Good toss. Yeah, I know about this one. So, yeah, win your tickets by listening to me. Please tune in.
And Monster Jam Veterans Memorial Arena, September 1st, the Jaguars home opener at TIAA. TIAA?
Just doesn't flow.
No, it doesn't.
The old Everbank.
Yes.
TIAA Bank Field.
And some personal friends of mine, Authority Zero at Jackrabbits, October 9th. I'm going to try and get the singer, Jason DeVore from Authority Zero, in here one day to do it.
Yeah, invite him in. And I just went to Jackrabbits for the first time.
Isn't it such a cool venue?
It's so cool. I mean, it was kind of empty. A friend of mine, his band was performing there. They're like super like rage out band, rock band.
Oh, that's cool.
But he was the drummer and he like killed it. But we had to pay to get in, which is kind of lame. But it's cool, especially if you like live music. And then there was like other people that went on after them.
Get like 150 people in there for a punk show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place.
Yeah. And then you get thrown around.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're my age, you're just hanging out by the bar watching everybody get.
Yeah, I have to be way back there. But yeah, it's a cool little spot in San Marco, right?
Yes.
And it's right across the street from Aardwolf.
I know that it's
Aardwolf. Is that how you pronounce that?
There's a couple bars over there. Aardwolf. I don't know.
That yeah, it is. I was just there. I parked in that parking lot. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but it's like a brewery. I love that place. They were already closed by the time we got out there, but.
Hey, they have Sunday yoga over there.
They do? Everybody does yoga. Like, Surfer Bar does yoga on the weekends. And I'm like, doesn't it just reek of alcohol? And, like, I was just there last night. Like, I don't know that I want to go back in the morning and get my yoga on over there.
Right.
Right?
It doesn't seem like it'd be good for the stomach, if nothing else.
They must just clean those floors like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be doing, you know, like, nose to the ground and it just reeks of alcohol.
Also, isn't just a bar kind of a weird place to do yoga anyway?
I don't know. It's a new thing. And breweries really love to do that.
Yeah.
I have some yoga instructor friends that do it. So I guess it's a thing.
Some drunk yoga. Learn new moves.
I think you wait till after the class to beer.
Yeah, I don't think they're drinking during it.
Oh, man.
That seems extra dangerous. But
it's all about balance in life, Tim.
Mr. Michael Maddock, thank you so much for joining us.
Cool. Thanks for having me. I'm so looking forward to a lot of these things.
Yeah, have fun at that show.
Yeah.
You seem stoked about it.
You guys should come. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be like the center of the party. So see you there.
Just send us videos.
Post it up on Instagram. I'll live vicariously through you.
All right.
CJ.